Hey everyone, this is Will Fadoo at the WillFadoo.com podcast, where we're discussing the latest and greatest in leadership, communication, personal and professional development, as I ask the question, how can I help you today? So I encourage you to get comfortable, get something to write with if you're not driving, open your mind, and hopefully as we spend a little bit of time together today, you'll gain new ideas and strategies that'll help you become the best that you can be today. Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the WillFadoo.com podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the topic of consistency. That was a request that came in that stated, how can I become more consistent with my day-to-day routine? And what we're really going to be talking about then is not just consistency, but we're going to call it lots of different things. We're going to talk about habits. We're going to talk about discipline. We're going to talk about routine. And they all mean the exact same thing. It's how do I create a lifestyle where I begin to make consistent choices over time that ultimately get me to where I want to go in my life. Now, before we get started, I want to really point out that in order to really understand this, a lot of this is going to tie back into past episodes and topics that we've talked about. It's going to tie into balance, where we talked about working equally on different parts of our lives. You know, habits can help with that. Consistency can help with that. We're going to talk about time management, where you make time for these habits. It ties into persistence, where you have to keep going at it every single day, taking little bites out of the elephant. And it ties into goal setting. Like, why are you doing all of this in the first place? Because you have to have that why to really motivate you to start forming these habits. So really, we have to look at being consistent means forming habits. And it's forming the right habits. So the first thing that I want to talk about today is building good habits, okay? And there's been a lot of research that's been done that talks about what or how long does it take to form a new habit. People initially thought that it took about 21 days to form a new habit, but some newer research has shown that it actually takes about 66 days to form a new habit. And we have to look at what is a habit. The definition I like, it is an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. That's the key word here. It's something that we do, an acquired behavior pattern, and we followed it for such a long period of time, it's become part of us to where it's involuntary. And you already have some of these in your own life. You just need to consciously think about it, like brushing your teeth before you go to bed. Hopefully you were raised to brush your teeth before you went to bed. And if you were, you know that, and I know this is how it is for me, I cannot go to bed without brushing my teeth. It drives me crazy to get in the bed without brushing my teeth. That's a habit. For some people, you know who you work out a lot, you go to the gym a lot, you understand that feeling of if you do not go work out that day or that morning or whenever your scheduled time is, it makes you feel completely off because like you have to do it because it's formed a habit. Now, being that it's that action consistent over time that becomes involuntary, you can have good ones and bad ones. But before we talk about the bad ones, like I said, I wanted to really get into the good ones. I really love what a guy I followed, his name's James Clear. Check him out, jamesclear.com. He's a great author, entrepreneur, and he writes a lot about habits. He said, a change in lifestyle is easier than changing your life. And what he meant by this was a lot of people, when they look at something they want to do, I want to lose 100 pounds, okay? That sounds huge. Or I want to complete college, or I want to save $100,000 in my savings account. Those are life-changing events. And when you think about them in terms of a singular event, they're very daunting, almost impossible to achieve. But when you think about it as a change in lifestyle, the lifestyle will dictate if I lose 2 pounds a week through proper eating and exercise, I can reach that 100-pound goal. The lifestyle change of I'm going to save $10 a week is the habit that's going to form the $100,000 that you eventually want over time. So when you look at forming habits, good ones, we really need to look at forming a new lifestyle. Now, how do we do that? Another guy I've really enjoyed following through the years is Jeff Olson, and I've recommended his book several times. It's called The Slight Edge, Secret to a Successful Life. And what he talks about, the difference between successful and unsuccessful people in any facet of life, is small, consistent actions compounded over time. Let me say that again. Small, consistent actions, he's talking about habits, compounded over time. And that's how I'm going to address this first point of building good habits. I'm going to break it into parts. The first thing we're going to talk about is those small steps. What are you trying to do? Go back to that goal. Go back to that habit you're trying to form. It starts with small steps. Many of you may have heard of or used the Couch to 5K app, or you've heard about that program. The intent of that program was to help non-runners, basically people who were on the couch, get into a running program that compounded a little bit over time. One day you did X amount of distance, you walked it. The next day you walked a little further. Maybe the next day you walked and jogged, eventually getting to the point by the end of the program that through small, consistent steps, you now were able to run a 5K. But that's showing you how to break things into those small steps. For you, if you're trying to save money, like I mentioned before, it's the same thing. Your $1 million retirement has to start somewhere. And don't get caught up with the number. You know, it could start with a dollar if that's all you have. And then eventually you work yourself up to $10 a day or a week or whatever works for you to get to that point. You have to start and just being consistent. That's the compound effect, is these small steps compounded over time. So let's talk about that second part, the consistency over time. So you taking a small step once or twice or three times and then stopping, that's not going to help you get anywhere. You need to develop these habits, whether it's working out more or saving money or being more disciplined with your schedule and time management. You have to do it over and over and over again. Like I mentioned before, it's probably going to take you 66 days for that new habit to form to where it becomes almost involuntary. And that's what we want. You don't even think about it. You just do it. And another way to look at that is routine. Most successful people have a routine that they follow every single day. And they've been doing it for so long that it's just built into them. It's involuntary. And so if they're doing the right things, again, the emphasis on having good habits and doing the right things, compounded over time, it's going to form these awesome habits that are good for you, that are going to, over time, change your life. And that's really what we're shooting for here. The final point on that is you have to say no to the distractions and you have to guard that routine. So let me break this apart for what that looks for you, and I'm going to use a few different examples. So you want to start forming a new habit of working out. You need to set time on your calendar, and you're the only one who knows what's going to work for you. So I'm not going to tell you morning is better. Morning is better for me. There's a lot of people who their routine works best in the morning, but you may be a midday person or an evening person, whatever works for you. And that's another little nugget I want to squeeze in here. Don't necessarily look to cut and paste someone else's routine. You need to find what works for you. And I'll use the example of working out as well. You may hate running, okay? But you know you need to do some sort of cardiovascular activity, but you like to swim. Well, by all means, then swim, okay? Focus on the thing that you're going to have the most success doing, unless you just don't like anything, and then you're going to have to pick something and just force yourself to do it. But back to this idea of the routine is, you know, Monday through Friday, basically, I wake up at 5:30 a.m. You know, that's some time for me, have some coffee, have some quiet time to myself to think and pray and read. Then I help my girls get ready for school. Then they're off to school. I go to the gym. I go to the gym around 7 o'clock, work out for a while, come back home, shower, dress, ready for work, ready to hit the day. Now that little morning routine for me helps me get my mind right for the day, get my spirit right for the day, get my body right for the day. And I've knocked all that out, and now I have the rest of the day to focus on work, family, whatever it is that I need to do. And I've taken care of those little things, those little steps every day that are going to get me closer to better health, better mental state, better spiritual state, because I'm forming those habits, and those habits have been part of my life for a while. So how would this apply to your work life? Let's say you wanted to be more consistent at work. Well, number one, show up on time, for God's sakes. You know, I guess it was the military part of me that I do not understand how people are late to anything. I remember a funny story, too, when I was younger in high school. My father, great man, but he would always, when he would drive me to hang out with my friends or certain group activities at church or whatever, he consistently would always be late. He was just kind of a late person. Nothing against him, like I said, it's just late person. And I remember always being late, and that used to kill me. So when I got my own driver's license in my own car, I made it a point. I made it a promise. I will never, ever, ever, ever be late to anything ever again. So off my rant here, but be on time for work. Make that your first habit. I'm going to learn how to show up to work on time or early. Get up earlier, for God's sakes, or go to bed earlier. And if you think traffic's going to be an issue, like I said, leave yourself a little bit of margin. Okay, go back to the other episodes that we've done on that. So maybe you show up, you grab a cup of coffee, chit chat for a few minutes. And if you need that, build that into the routine. If I have to be at work at 9, okay, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee and chit chat for 15 minutes. But at 9:15, I'm sitting down to my desk. Then I'm going to review my to-do items for the day. Eventually, I'm going to check emails. But here's another tip. Do not check emails right away unless you absolutely have to. Most successful people have shown that emails, and I'm getting off topic here, but I just wanted to plug this in there as well. Emails contain other people's agendas for you, and they can really steal from your agendas. So what I like to do is I write out my to-do list the night before. Then when I come and sit down at my desk, I look at the to-do list of what I need to do, and I try to do what I need to do off that to-do list before I even start messing with emails. I might peek at it to see what's there. And yes, if my boss has something very important that he needs me to do, then that's what I need to do. But a good 90% of your emails don't need to be addressed at that second, and they can rob your routine. Anyway, schedule those events and guard your schedule, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to come and try to rob your routine. They're going to try to block your routine. And when you're forming a new habit in those 66 days, it's crucial that you guard it, okay? If your goal is to work out more, do whatever you have to do to work out every single day, and hopefully at the time that you want to work out, so that it just gets ingrained in you, it becomes part of your routine, and the rest of your life actually starts molding around it. And I'm using working out a lot because that's an easy thing that people typically are always forming some sort of goal or wanting to form a habit about, is becoming healthier. So secondly, let's talk about breaking bad habits. I'm a firm believer that you cannot simultaneously build a positive and negative habit in a given area, okay? Because let's take working out. The good habit is working out, right? The bad habit is not working out. So in this example, you cannot simultaneously both work out and not work out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let's try it again. Let's try with eating healthy. We'll stay on this theme here. A good habit, and I'm speaking to myself here, eating more fruits and vegetables, okay? The bad habit is eating more chips and candy. Now, I guess in this example, I'm disproving my earlier statement. I guess when it comes to food, you could both eat a bunch of fruits and vegetables and a bunch of candy and potato chips, but they're going to cancel each other out. And you're not going to be moving the needle either way. You know, you have to be, you're either growing a positive habit or you're growing a negative habit. So as we try to break these negative habits, not only do we have to, over that consistent 66 days in this example, form the new one, we have to deliberately undermine and kill the old one. Now, habits have a lot to do with thoughts as well. And along these same lines, I want to recommend this book, Switch On Your Brain by Dr. Carolyn Leaf. Now, she talks a lot about the brain and how thoughts are formed and applies the same type of system to forming positive thoughts, negative thoughts, and how we have to undo negative thoughts and memories and thought patterns simultaneously and building new ones. Because you just can't form the new ones. You have to go in and actually undo and dismantle the bad ones as well. So let's also apply that here to getting rid of the bad habits, okay? So you have to do whatever you need to do, just like guarding the routine, to make you successful in forming the new habits and breaking the bad ones, okay? One step at a time. You need that same consistency. And I know what it's like. You know, there's been several times, here again, I'll stick to the diet example, where I've decided, you know, I'm going to get completely off sugar. I'm going to get completely off this, that, or the other. And those first few days, you want to die. I know this. And you have to tell yourself, don't think about the week. Don't think about the two-month diet you're on, because you'll just immediately quit. You have to start with that one step in front of the other and tell yourself, just today, or not tonight. Tonight, I am not eating junk food. Tonight, that's all I'm worrying about. And then tomorrow, you just focus on that 24-hour period. Not tonight. Not tonight. I'm not going to eat that stuff. Or whatever that bad habit is that you're trying to break. A step at a time. Remember, small steps compounded over time. That's what we're working on here. So building new habits, simultaneously, consciously, deliberately breaking down the bad ones. I am also a firm believer, like I said before, and I'm going to give you a better example of this, about you can't simultaneously build a positive and negative at the same time. You either are always getting better or worse. There's really no neutral ever in anything. And I liken this to a special time in my life when I was flying airplanes, where an airplane is not a helicopter, okay? So erase your thought of a helicopter. An airplane has to constantly be moving forward with the principles of aerodynamics and physics and all that, or it will be falling out of the sky. An airplane does not hover. Because you hear these people, and maybe this is you, where people are like, well, I'm just living my life right now. You know, I'm just hanging out. I'm just chilling. I'm just being or existing. Well, that does not work. You cannot just simply exist and float through. You're either moving forward or you're falling. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're either reinforcing good habits or reinforcing bad habits. So I want you to think about that example as well, of you being like an airplane, that you have to be making some sort of deliberate effort in one direction or not. And believe it or not, even if you don't believe that you're forming a habit, you are. Consciously or subconsciously, you are forming a positive or negative habit all the time. My third point on forming good habits, getting rid of bad habits, is create an environment for success. Make your life easier. Make the task of forming new habits and breaking bad habits, again, we're talking about consistency, but it's all the same thing. We're really talking about habits. Make an environment that is going to make it easier for you to do that. If you're looking for more time, get rid of the time wasters. You know, if you wanted to form a new habit of getting up in the morning and reading for 15 minutes, first thing you do, take your phone. We all have that great, wonderful tool / time waster called your phone. Go stick it in the other room for 15 minutes. Make your life easier. Let's use our junk food example. Throw out all the junk food in your house. If it's a problem for you, if you're trying to form that new habit and break that old one, throw all that stuff out and buy more fruits and vegetables and have them around, stuff that's easy to grab. Create that environment for success. If you need more time, try waking up 30 minutes earlier. Try waking up an hour earlier. Force yourself to do it. And I'll use the workout example as well. I'm a morning person when it comes to working out. If I do not work out in the morning, that's why I try to do it first thing, the longer the day goes on, the greater the chance I will not do it because your plate piles up, you're starting to get tired. You know, I live in the South where it gets crazy hot in the afternoon, so I have to do it in the morning or else it's not going to get done. So you need to tailor your life, tailor your schedule to give yourself that greatest opportunity of success. Let's go back to the work example. If you really want to try to knock things out on that to-do list and you're trying to form a new habit of being more productive at work or more disciplined at work, maybe you need to show up a little earlier before that coffee break where you want to come and grab that cup of coffee and chit-chat. Or you have to take the discipline to maybe postpone the water cooler chat or the coffee break until, say, I'm going to come in and from 9 to 10, I'm going to give my to-do list a solid hour of uninterrupted time. I'm not checking my email and I'm not grabbing any coffee with the friends until I've completed that first hour. And you just stick to it and you make it happen. Create an environment around you, a support system. Enlist the help of others. You know, have your friends, tell your family that, hey, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to form new habits and break bad ones to be more consistent in my life. Can you help me? I'll use the example again of eating clean and dieting because I think so many people deal with that. When I want to go on a diet, I have to tell my wife because she predominantly is the one who goes and gets the groceries and stuff like that. So I enlist her help. Sweetheart, help me, okay? I'm going to try to do this diet, for example. So can you help me by picking different stuff at the store and maybe crafting different meals when we cook together and stuff like that. So, and shocker, that helps because I've enlisted help. I'm creating an environment for success. So as we wrap up here, let's try to get a tactical approach for you to go and start working on this right now. And like I said earlier, this ties into a lot of the episodes that we've already had and topics that we've talked about, so you may need to go back and revisit some of those. Number one, you need to start with your goal. You need to start with your why. I want to be more consistent in my health because I want to lose 20 pounds. Okay, that's our goal. Or I want to be more consistent at work because I want to leave consistently at 4 o'clock and have all my work done and not have to stay late. That's your goal. Now we write all that down. We have our why. I want to lose 20 pounds or I want to stop staying late at work. Now let's work backwards. Now let's go back to the lesson we had on time management. Sit down on a piece of paper and write out what you need to do to get that done. Okay. Let's go back to our health example. I want to lose that 20 pounds. So I need to reduce my calorie count and I need to work out every day or 5 days a week. So write all that down and start creating that schedule, putting it into the time management system that you need. Guard those elements because those are the ones that are going to get you towards your goal. Now we have to be persistent in it. Go back to the persistence episode where we have to keep at it. Remember, you need 66 days to form this new habit. And you also need that same time to undo the bad ones. So you can't really skip days if you're really serious. You have to be consistent to get it done and persistent, taking those small bites out of the elephant. Also, I want to throw in here, you need balance. You need to be consistent in every area of your life. Go back to the wagon wheel. How consistent are you working towards your health? How consistent are you working towards your own personal education? How consistent are you working towards your career development? How persistent are you growing in relationships or growing spiritually? You need to make sure that you're forming good habits in all of those areas. Because again, what's the point? You know, what is the point? There's a famous proverb that says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? So what really does it matter if you're the most hardcore disciplined athlete or fitness buff, but you have a horrible family life? You know, you're not very consistent there. Your kids never see you. That's not good habits, okay? Or what if, let's flip the opposite here to be fair. What if you are the most epic, awesome mom or dad, and you spend so much time with your family and kids and everyone loves you, but you also neglect your health, and now you're in very bad health, and you're actually jeopardizing the amount of time and the future that those loved ones are going to have to spend with you. So you need consistency. You need good habits overall. And that's another thing I want to address before we end our time today, is get over the feeling. Okay, when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to use me as an example. I am not the person who wakes up and is like, I am so pumped to be up at 5:30 in the morning. I literally have to drag myself out of bed while my body is screaming to get back in bed. But I know, give me about 5-10 minutes, I'm going to be awake and I'll be happier that I got up early to pray and think and read and drink some coffee. I'm gonna be a lot happier about that, okay? The same thing with going to the gym. I am not necessarily thrilled every day when I go to the gym. So it's not about your feeling. You have to separate your feelings, that I don't feel like this, because a lot of times you need to ask yourself what's more important. Let me ask you this. You may not feel like saving money consistently for the future. Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about being poor? How do you feel about the idea of not taking care of your family in the future? Okay, you need to address and see which feeling is more important. Or I don't feel like going to the gym or eating right. Well, how do you feel about being unhealthy and potentially shortening your lifespan with your loved ones? How do you feel about that? Or let's talk about work. I don't necessarily feel like being disciplined and getting a lot of stuff done. Well, how do you feel about having a job or growing consistently over time in your professional life? You need to ask yourself, what is worse? What hurts more? This short-term pain or the long-term pain in relation to just sucking it up, forming those good habits? It's gonna be hard in the beginning. It's gonna be hard to tear down the old ones, but consistency, small steps, compounded over time, forming this involuntary, subconscious lifestyle change that's going to change your life. I remember in boot camp, and I leave you with this, one of the sayings that just got beat into my head all the time as I was getting beat on the floor was, pain is temporary, pride is forever. And I want you to think about that. As you start this new journey in your own consistency, which is really about forming new good habits and tearing down old ones, the pain that you're initially going to go through is temporary. But the pride, the change in lifestyle, the positive impact long term is going to be forever. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got something out of this. Again, check out jamesclear.com. Great guy, talks a lot about habits and the science of habits. Also check out The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And also check out Switch On Your Brain by Dr. Carolyn Leaf. I don't make a dime for promoting people, but I love sharing good tools with you that have worked for me. Until next time, feel free to connect with me on willfadoo.com. You can go to the contact me section, or feel free to find me on social media. And if there's something specifically that you'd like addressed on the podcast, a question you have, just reach out and I'll see you next time. Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for spending some time with me. Check out willfadoo.com. You can also follow me on social media. Until next time, where I continue to ask, how can I help you today?